All right, hold on.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to EO7. I will be doing the intro today because I don't want to wait for Jason.
Yeah.
Oh, you do it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of The Pitch Session, a weekly podcast where we sit down and look at a brand and assess their marketing and branding and give ideas for how they can better tell their brand story through photo, video, and some marketing tips. And I'm going to toss it over to you guys now.
Why don't you do the intro rounds?
Okay. Well, I'm Nathan.
I'm Hilda.
Apparently, I'm still Jason, and I'm glad to be a part of the
please,
show.
Please, thank you.
Welcome.
That was fun, though.
Dude, that was good.
That was good.
That
I'm
was
impressed.
Really good.
Oh, I like that. Every week, we'll do our own version
I'm
of
okay
the
with that.
I can't keep this all to myself. I got all.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Pitch Session, a weekly podcast where we sit down and discuss a real company's branding and over the course of 4 15-minute segments, provide ideas for photo, video, and marketing strategies to help businesses better tell their brand story. My name's Jason.
I'm Nathan.
I'm Hilda.
And together, we are EO7 Media, and this is The Pitch Session. Guys, how you doing?
Good.
Fantastic.
Oh, good. Oh, man. Like, everyone's like, I got fired on cylinders.
You know what's funny? Every episode, when it starts and Jason goes, how you doing? I say, I'm great. And Hilda goes,
yeah.
Or
right,
no.
Right.
You ask, are you guys ready? And Hilda goes, no.
Yeah.
And then he's like, all right, let's get started.
Let's do it anyway.
He ignores me. I don't know why you even ask.
That's true. Okay. Well, because I care. You guys doing good, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Nathan, who are we discussing today?
We're doing MLG Salon. Which is Melissa Gennaro's business. It is a hair salon in Chicago. Is it West Chicago?
Northwest side
of Chicago.
Close to the suburbs.
And it is a brick and mortar business. She offers all kinds of services. Haircut, color, perm, hair extensions, facial waxing, brow waxing and tinting, a million things.
I do love that she does beard services because... I've only ever found two other beard services, and they are beard-specific locations, mm-hmm. So it's kind of nice.
Yep.
Yeah, and she offers all kinds of stuff to people of all ages. She wrote ages 3 to 100, so it covers
and
the whole spectrum.
And she also recently introduced spray tanning services.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Is this the part where I should say that she's my space mate.
Yeah, so you know her. I mean, you guys have worked together a long time.
Do I talk to the camera or you guys?
Talk to us.
Okay.
Talk to us.
So I share a space with her in Chicago. Mm. My studio is towards the front and she's in the back. So we call each other roommates,
okay.
You know, because we share the same space.
And because of that, once we get into the photo section, we're going to
deviate
it a little bit.
Nathan talk about the photo because I do a lot of free photos shoots for Melissa because we trade services,
right,
so she does the hair and makeup for the models, so this is a great way for us to constantly have new fresh content for our website and our social media by trading services and doing the fun shoots that we want to do instead of what we're hired to do.
And just on that note, just because I wanted before we actually hit go on the 15 minutes, just because you and I have worked together mm-hmm. for years and years and years, Melissa and I have never worked together. So
because
I'm going to be going into the super fresh.
Okay, cool.
So you ready to start section one?
Yes, we are going to be starting the timer. I got into my notes before we started
that's
the segment.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
We're going to roll with
getting
it.
Excited.
Not perfect.
Okay, we're going. So I'll tell you guys a little more about.
And we have a timer, a dedicated timer.
We have a timer now. 15 minutes is on the timer.
Let's go into the branding.
So her goals as a brand, she had four. First one is to operate behind the chair at full capacity, meaning she indicated she wants people always coming in a constant flow of people, not a few, several months of constant work and then a few months of a little more sparse. So she wants some consistency of people coming in the door. She'd like to hire an assistant. That's one of her goals. She'd like to rent her studio to an independent contractor. And one of her goals also is to expand into a school. And so we wanted to clarify with her and figure out which of these is most important or most immediately mm-hmm, important. Mm-hmm. And that was to operate behind her chair at full capacity. So our goal with this marketing campaign is going to be to get people in the door and get her work on a more consistent level, even it out. In a sense, And we asked her what sets her brand apart. She said it is a high-end boutique salon. She uses high-end products. She customizes her services to fit clients' needs, and it's a comfortable, creative, and inviting space, which I think is probably one of the most attractive things to set her apart is sell the that you really want to be in this comfortable, inviting space. And her ideal client that she's looking for, her avatar, is an upper middle class or above woman who likes to get her services, particularly cut and color, done every 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
So a regular customer, someone who uses professional products to maintain their look. And she also wrote urban professionals, which I thought was interesting.
Like urban professionals. Part of her avatar. What is the definition of an urban professional? Is that just geographical?
I'm going to assume it's a geographic thing. Somebody maybe from the city, you know, from Chicago, who may be professional because there's certain things like, you know, if you're an urban professional who's middle class, upper middle class and above.
And you would spend money on stuff like coloring your hair every 4 to 6 weeks.
You're more into the fashion sense.
Spending money on that.
Trend.
And it's actually important to you for your business, in a sense, to have a certain look.
Good point.
You
good
know,
point.
Or for your appearance. I don't know, when you're
makes sense
in those particular circles.
Okay.
And then as far as current marketing, she's tried everything. She tried a Groupon that didn't kind of work out.
Yeah.
She wasn't happy with it because it doesn't pull in her ideal customer. She doesn't want to cheapen her brand and offer
and
discounts.
And that's what Groupon does.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she's tried Yelp paid advertising. She does social media. She's done boosts, but not ads, which I was.
Which is a. That's a lot of people think that boosting a post and ads on social media are the same thing, and it's wildly different.
Yep.
Should I talk about this really quick now, or should I wear?
I think you should.
Yeah, that'd be useful. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Facebook and Instagram will always say like, "Hey, do you want to boost this to get more eyes on it?" Like, I mean, they're trying to sell you. Yep. They are a service,
and that's definitely worked for me in the past. I'm like, "Oh yeah, let me just throw $5 at it, see if it does any."
And
better.
It does a little bit,
and it never really
it never hits
what I wanted
because you're not designing it for a specific purpose. If you just make a post and then you boost it, you're basically just throwing money away. It's not going to do anything. You need to have a marketing funnel designed and put into place. So what I always suggest doing is boost 3 images, like the exact same information, exact same type of thing, like color, like you're doing like hair color, right? Boost 3 of them. See and look at your analytics, actually like print everything out, see what's next, which picture got you the most views. Now you take that picture and you write good copy, short copy, great tags on there.
Call to action.
Call to action and a link to something. You need a link to a Facebook page. You need a link to a website. You
or
need a link to contact
to
now.
Book your appointment.
Yes, it needs to be now. But the funnel, the whole idea of an advertisement is it's getting you to something else. It's not about publishing this image to get more people to look at it. It's to get them to something else.
Gotcha.
And then you have their email. Then you have their information. It's a marketing funnel to this. Mm-hmm. But doing that legwork ahead of time, figuring out which image is the best, like that gets the most views, then you use that. So boosting is great to get analytics, terrible for advertising.
Cool.
Right.
Design
nice
your post.
All right, Nathan.
Okay. So that's, she's also in Edison Park Magazine. That was another thing she listed.
Oh, okay.
And we talked a little bit about that. Is it fair to say that that's been good for her and her business?
I think she's been pretty happy with it because it's consistent. It repeats like month after month, and she's in it writing articles, talking about different things. So
she gets to write her own article?
Yes.
Oh, that's kind of nice. Yes. She's seen as an authority.
Yes, and she's giving free value.
And then purpose of the campaign that we are going to be working on, I already mentioned it kind of, but it is to get people to come into the business and consider products or services.
Okay. Okay.
And we can talk about the what her social media looks like now, or is that something you want to do in the marketing segment?
I think it kind of depends because like if we're going to talk about photos, I'd like to go through the photos that she's already doing.
Okay.
Sure. If she's already doing something and it works, maybe we just go, yeah, keep doing this.
Got it.
But if it's not working, maybe we can advise something else. So I think it's going to be at the same time.
Well, I can tell you that in my notes on her, what is on her social media, on Instagram, she has a lot of sort of graphic advertisements saying this is my studio for rent or chair for rent.
Chair for rent,
just using the chair. events. She'll advertise events like a sound bath, makeup lesson.
Oh, interesting.
Tanning Tuesdays and Thursdays. So she is kind of doing like some...
I like that.
Some kind of some deals to get people in the door.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know... Maybe you guys have more thoughts on this. You know, when she said she doesn't want to cheapen her brand and, right. and doing these Groupons, what would we say about doing something like Tanning Tuesdays and Thursdays?
Because that's not the same as a Groupon, though.
Okay, yes.
that's offering a value to her current clients, or you know, if she's targeting somebody.
Can you tell me what a Groupon is and how it differs then from this?
Okay, a Groupon is like a really huge discount from a business. Like I've bought Groupons for a massage, mm-hmm. and I paid like half off because massages mm-hmm. are like $100 per massage, and I bought it for $50.
Mm-hmm.
Usually places that are trying to get a grip on their market, they offer Groupons right. or if they're new. So I'm like, I'll give them a chance. And I've never been a repeat customer from a Groupon client.
I haven't either.
So I've bought the Groupons. Often I've given away the Groupons, or I have yeah. lost the Groupons, or I forgot about it. So it's mm-hmm. like a great, you know, way to get something cheap and fast to get that like shopping high, you know.
Like I'll do it like if I'm going out to like a steak joint, mm-hmm. like with my wife or something, I'll look for a Groupon. To be like, oh, $20 off,
yeah.
you know,
if
like,
you're
like
going that. There anyway,
but
then you look for anyway. The Groupon.
But I will not smart. Like seek out who has a deal for me yeah. to do something. It's that's not
yeah.
right.
It
for
used
me.
To be.
It's not good for advertising.
It used to be very popular, like
it was very popular.
5-10 years ago. Yeah. Now it's more like a meh. It's around, you know.
It's
if
a
you
coupon
think of it.
Clipper, yeah. basically. Yeah. But the customer, the like MLG, would have to pay to be on Groupon.
Or they take a percentage.
Okay.
Or they
take a percentage. Yeah, yeah. But okay. they're actually like
yeah. And Groupon
losing
makes
the money,
obviously.
Yeah,
right.
So you're giving a huge discount on top of paying for it. So
and it doesn't encourage repeat customers.
No, which it's not for me. Not for me
and
either.
You and I are wildly different yes. demographics.
Yes.
And it is nice though. This Tanning Tuesdays and Thursdays might encourage repeat customers.
I think it's good because it's a weekly thing.
Yes. Bi-weekly.
And you're encouraging community.
Mm-hmm.
And by building that community, you say, come yeah. back, tell your friends.
Right.
It snowballs.
So it could be very useful for
I think,
her.
I think it's a brilliant idea.
She also has on her Instagram shots of like customers' hair after she's done.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little side note. People who provide services, they're called clients, not customers. Customers
yes,
are people
true,
who right. come into a store. So we have clients. My list also has clients.
Okay, yeah, good to note. And then family posts. She has some personal family posts on her Instagram, mm-hmm. which, you know, we might talk about
yep,
in the marketing segment.
We will
segment.
Talk about that, yeah.
And then on Facebook, I felt like it looked pretty identical to Instagram
okay.
in terms of what was on it, what's posted on it. And then they both link to her website. She does have a slogan, which is funk, style, class.
Funk, is that all one sentence, or is it funk period, style, period?
Yep. Yep, periods everywhere.
Style, period, class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so those are her, like, self-identifying branding motifs, mm-hmm. basically. Mm-hmm. That she brings the funk, she brings the style, and she brings the class. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which is, I mean, that's a nice little mm-hmm. combination. You're hitting different markets and different demographics that all kind of want to be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that's really nice. I think she needs to do more with that, though. I didn't
yeah.
see that.
It's not consistent, yeah. Like, I don't mm-hmm. see, like, when I first load up her website, I see her logo, but I don't see anything about funk style class because it's hidden at the top of her logo. So it's incorporated into
okay.
her logo.
Okay.
So I think maybe she should also like have it more prominent, even at the bottom. There it is. It's at the bottom. Never mind.
So what I'm going to say is it's not about just saying funk mm-hmm. style class. Every post she does, every comment mm. she does, like if you engage back to a client,
mm-hmm.
like they say something, you need to embody the funk, the style, mm-hmm. and the class in the way you speak,
mm.
in the way you project yourself. Every image needs to be funky. It needs to be stylistic, and it needs to show class.
Mm.
So, like, no clutter in the background, mm-hmm. things like that.
Yeah. Well, at least for the professional.
Every images. Post you do, mm-hmm. think about that. Keep that funk style class in your mind mm-hmm. when you're taking that shot, when
yeah.
you're, you know, talking to your clients. Your invoices, like when you give them the invoices at the end, it has to feel cool. Maybe it smells nice, a little bit of perfume on that piece of paper. It sounds silly, but like
her
just...
Her salon smells amazing
yeah.
due to the candle she burns,
I've been in
way.
It a few
yeah.
times. It's actually really nice. But like by pushing it just that little edge.
Yeah, like a nice paper.
Now you got the style, like a nice paper.
Yeah.
When I used to do contracts for clients in person, I would print all the contracts out on resume paper or like really felt nice paper, because people would go, oh, and before they put their name to the paper to sign everything, they know it's a little bit of class, that like, this isn't just me going to the store and printing out on crap 15-cent paper.
Right.
I'm doing it on very expensive paper. And I've kept every one of them. I have a file cabinet back there, by the way.
That's
just
funny.
Filled with all of them. But funk style class, everything we do. So when we go into photo and video, we got to think funk style class. All right.
Okay. That's always on my mind.
It's always on my mind too, Nathan, when I think of you.
Yeah. Okay.
Nathan is funk style.
Well, especially
class.
The funk, you know.
Bring the funk,
James Brown all day.
You are James Brown.
So needs help, Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok. That's her like primary thing that she'd like help on.
Kay.
So that's pretty much all I have from what she wrote in.
So while we're thinking of the photos, videos, and everything else, think about how it can relate to Instagram, how it can relate to LinkedIn, and how it can relate to TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have some notes about her website, if that's okay. Now would be a good time to talk about it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So I've done a lot of photo shoots with Mylissa, like I said. I've done several rounds of headshots of her personally. And I would love to know why she has a headshot from 1999 instead of something more updated, because there's a huge disconnect if you're going in looking for a photo of a 20-year-old versus the person she is
today. The actual phone?
Yes. So this is the current headshot, the one on her Instagram.
Okay.
So that's the photo that I took of her. She looks beautiful, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
I prefer the new photo over the old photo.
Because that looks more like her.
Wildly
not that there's
so.
Anything wrong with the old photo, but that's not what she looks like right now.
If you open up the bottom, like I have everything open. You can just scroll
through. Because I've been to here on her Facebook page, which I totally is that her Facebook page?
I got rid of it.
I'm sorry.
This is why I'm not allowed to use electronics. Keep talking.
I don't see any headshots of her on her Facebook page, which I think it should be to match the Instagram page. Yes. So right here where it says MLG Salon, instead of having this cute blonde, she should be the cute blonde on there and match her Instagram.
I actually agree.
Yeah.
It would go
and
back
then
and forth.
Here, is this her logo colors? Like, is that her branding colors?
I've never
colors?
Seen the blue before.
No, I think this was made for this.
It looks like Chicago.
This is made to look like the Chicago flag, which is great, except once again, it disconnects from her branding. Like, what are her branding colors?
That's true.
I honestly don't know. Because all I've seen is, and where's her logo colors, if this isn't it?
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
So there's that disconnect. I love her website, her Instagram too. Like, I'm looking at these pink highlighted things, which is great.
The pink ones pop out way more than anything else.
But is this on brand? That's my question.
Correct.
I don't know what her brand colors are because they're kind of all over the place.
Do we know what her brand colors are? Do we have that?
That was not when she wrote in.
Okay.
Available.
So I do love her logo. I love her website. I think the website is very nice, and it should translate more into the social that she's sharing.
We're just going to keep this over here. Anytime you use a phone, just use this.
Okay.
Okay. Any other things about the brand before we dive into the next section?
I want to mention that there's no professional photos on her Instagram, and I know she has professional photos because I gave her a lot. She's saving her professional photos for the website, which I guess she's doing it for a reason, so the website looks more polished with the high-end professional photos.
We'll talk about that in the marketing.
But I think it should be all over.
I think it should be too.
I almost like, as her friend and, you know, like roommate, I sort of feel disappointed sometimes when I give her like all these nice, shiny professional photos. And I'm like, why didn't you post them on Instagram too?
Our time
and we're done.
Is
okay.
Up. I could do photo.
You want to do it?
I'm going to dive into photo.
So the
This is ask you questions.
Okay.
Let's do it.
And I have some thoughts.
Okay, but once again, the reason Nathan is doing the photo section is because I've been doing my list of photos for years, so it feels unfair.
Yeah, well, I have to base this around asking you questions.
Okay.
Of course.
Otherwise, you know.
You're also the target market, but then again, I'm kind of the target market too.
Yeah,
so
everybody is, but
you indicated your beard.
Yeah, she's actually gone on, like, she's talked to me before about like, hey, do you want to come in and have me trim it up? I'm like, very much so. So she wants me to grow it out like really big for what I want to do with it. So Anyway,
yes,
I have no experience.
Questions. So can you tell me about what you shoot for Melissa?
We do a lot of styled shoots. So we've done model shoots. We've done portrait shoots.
In the studio?
In the studio and outside of the studio.
Okay, okay.
So mostly focused on women and featuring her target market, you know.
Okay.
So, you know, women in their 20s, 30s, 40s. We've done a few men. So basically it's our chance to be more creative. So we pretty much do what we want. So sometimes she has like a new color that she's trying out. Mm. So she'll like have the girl come in and like just with fresh color and she'll style it however she wants.
Okay. Okay.
So basically she does the styling and I do the shooting.
Okay.
Okay. And how has that worked so far in terms of getting people in the door?
I don't know.
Because that's what we're working on with the photos and the video for this campaign is get people in the door.
Correct.
I guess I don't know because, like I said, she only used the professional photos that I gave her on her website, and I haven't seen it on social media. So
okay. Right.
I don't know.
This is more relevant to marketing, but that we're definitely going to want to recommend that she puts these photos on
Instagram.
The one we have used, both of us, the photos that we did for Edison Park magazine ended up on the cover. So
that's huge, which
was nice. And it was like a contest for like a before and after, like nominate your favorite mom and like hardest working mom. So it was a Mother's Day contest.
And so she won?
And one woman like got nominated and won, and she's the one that ended up on the cover. Where did I just drop it? So that was nice.
Okay, yeah. That's really great. See, wow, that's amazing. Now, I know that with your style of photography, you like to do as much as you can with natural light. Is that fair to say in terms of if you're shooting his...
But we've done like Hollywood glam because she likes to more like that glam, the
funk style class.
So she did indicate to me that she wanted more glam styling, so that's where I brought in some hair light.
That's where I'm thinking this should be going.
I did all that, but I would like to do more of it.
And that is immediately where my head went. I would love to shoot some of her actual clients after they've had their hair cut and all her services with really high quality, like fashion magazine style lighting. You know, three lights and a reflector, and you know, getting you know, very. Very much more stylized and playing with different lighting techniques. So that would be the main thing because, that's what you want is that brings more of the style and the, because is it the case, is it fair to say that when you're shooting with her, the first thing in your mind is not fashion magazine? Or is that, like, is that, what's your like, mindset when you're shooting? Because that's what I'm going to recommend we do.
I think I was going for more pretty than fashion, but I do like that idea
a lot. So that's where I would take it. High quality fashion magazine type stuff. And, beyond just a regular headshot, you know, maybe including some props or something just to make it kind of fun.
So that's where I wanted to take this, because with the branding element, with the story, with the brand storytelling of funk style class, funk is the I'm gonna go out there and do my own thing. Like that's like I'm like it's like freeform jazz. You know, it's like just rocking out and being yourself. Style is understanding what's trending. It's understanding like what works well with what. Even if it's not popular, it's what works with it. But class is not done mentally and marketing wise at home. It's not done in a hair studio. That is an event. That is a gala. That is a wedding. That is something that everything around you looks good on you.
Or in your profession.
Yeah. Or in your profession.
And class could also be like a type of, you know, like a woman could be classy.
No, that's true. But I'm trying to think of marketing wise.
Got it.
One single image, like, do you see a woman in a black void being classy? Or do you see a woman walking down a beautiful lit marble staircase with chandeliers and candles and that all looks good, but it looks good because she's there.
I don't
care about the staircase. I don't care about the chandelier. I care that she looks amazing, her hair is on point,
her
makeup, but she's taking that world and saying, this is my world.
And that's a part of her ideal avatar, like I said, urban professional. So maybe a business person.
But then you have a business person, you can do like a business setting. And I think if you do it in different settings, then you can say, I work MLG Salon is providing this level of class, sophistication, funk, and style. No matter where you're going to do it,
ooh,
you are going
I
to bring class
that.
To yeah. this, yeah. but you need to show it. You don't tell it. You can't say,
that.
Hey, whether you're in a business room or in a party, you are bringing class. You need to show it in one single image that you are in a boardroom full of stale-ass, old,
ooh.
Crusty white men.
Oh, my God.
And then a woman coming
that.
In and owning it, not because
yeah.
she's pretty.
Yeah.
But because she kicks ass.
Because
she
went to
brings
MLG
the
Salon.
Funk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
yeah. Is that she is bringing that style and sophistication and funk, that attitude.
Everywhere she goes.
To a place that is not normally
love.
Considered.
I absolutely
yes.
love that.
So
are you saying that there should be some shoots done like on location somewhere?
100%.
Okay.
I think the location is almost as important
mm-hmm.
as anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But Nathan, I 100% agree with you. It can't just be a quick, easy shoot.
Mm-hmm.
This is a high gloss shoot. She was saying that she wants this. She wants people to come in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to entice them with something a little more than it's a nice place to be, which is fantastic. And let's be honest, probably one of the most important things you should worry about, because once they're in, they should like being there. Not that they just like their hair
yeah.
when they leave, but they should like being there. So I think that's direly important. But she is going for the high-end boutique. Why would you go to a high-end boutique? Hilda, I'm going to ask you, why would you go to a high-end? When you think of the word, not what you think a high-end
mm-hmm.
boutique is,
yep.
but like just the word high-end boutique, why would you go there?
For the experience, because...
Really? So just based on that, you would just say, hey, I just want to go there and check it out?
No. I would go there because I don't want to look like everybody else.
Okay,
I want
keep
the
going.
Unique experience. I want to be pampered. I want to be spoiled. I want
to
be taken
champagne
care
champagne brought
of.
To
yes.
you while you're doing this.
Yes.
Low lighting.
Yeah.
So it's nice and calm.
Yeah.
It's not blaring light. It's,
yep.
Now, that's just there.
Mm-hmm.
But like, why would you go there to begin with? Do you have an event to go to? Are you doing this
yes.
for work?
I would probably go to a boutique when I had a high-end boutique. When I had a very special occasion to go to.
A very
to.
Special
yeah.
occasion.
Like the one time I actually went and got my hair and makeup done for me is because I was going to be on TV.
There we go.
That's
there we go.
That's why I did that.
So that's how you get people to come in for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
They have something big going
mm-hmm.
on. So you need to show that in your advertising,
mm-hmm.
in your marketing. Hey, you have these big things. You make a list of like 30 giant things in someone's life, whether
mm-hmm.
it be an event,
yeah.
being on television,
yeah.
or maybe just like maybe a date night. Maybe
mm-hmm.
you know someone's going to pop the question,
yeah.
something like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
have all these things.
This,
yeah.
But hold on.
Yeah.
I'm going somewhere here.
You got it. Yes, boss.
Oh, no, sorry.
No,
that was
sorry.
Really cruel. But then, once they're in, everything you said to begin with
mm-hmm.
of why you would go, then you slap them with that. It's like, you want to look like this for this occasion?
Gotcha.
Now you're in here, we will take care of you. Because they're not going to come back in 4 to 6 weeks for another giant event.
No.
They're going to come back in 4 to 6 weeks because I love it there.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
that's exactly.
That's why I think it's so important.
And she is really good at providing that higher end experience for the clients.
Okay.
She does offer wine or, you know,
good.
Drinks.
Good.
Candles are going, you know, like
her candle smells so
yes.
good.
Yes, and then she's like, here's the coffee station and
does
here's
she sell
some
candles
snacks.
By the way?
I think she does, and it's for a charity too.
Okay, we'll get
yeah.
that marking because that's
yeah.
a brilliant move.
Yeah, she does.
Okay, so
sorry,
that's,
I did not mean to cut
great.
You
no,
off.
No, that's and that's why I was going to interject mm-hmm. to see how we can bring it back to that repeat
yes.
customer.
Yes,
you did that exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So and so, what? How do we maximize that? Directing people to MLG Salon for repeat every 4 to 6
mm.
weeks coming back.
I think somewhere we should show like this client
the
came
experience.
In for that,
yeah.
and then she also came back for this, and that. So it's like showing the different.
Mm-hmm. So we may
ways.
Maybe get shots of the same client
same.
On different days,
yes.
and then we have a
and
together,
the different services.
Different reasons.
Yes.
Ooh,
there's,
I like that.
There's a million reasons
yes.
to come here.
Like here's the full glam. Okay, here is the I need a touch up. Here is the, I got my makeup done. Here is the, I'm so pale in the middle of winter, I
yeah,
need a spray
right.
tan, you know?
So with that in yeah. mind, do you think you would need high-end photography for that? Or do you think something like that can
mm.
be more like a journey? Because like she can take a photo,
hmm.
she can take a photo with her cell phone every time they come in, but then you do a carousel of hair, color, makeup, tanning, all this other stuff in one carousel. It's like this client
mm-hmm.
has been coming back for 6 months straight
mm-hmm.
and getting all this awesomeness.
Yeah, that's the type of thing that she can shoot with her phone. You know, I
yeah.
noticed when looking at her Instagram that a lot of photos of clients
mm-hmm.
were generally from the back of their head at their at their haircut or the side, which is great. It shows like her handiwork and but I would say if she can find one person who's really comfortable being like one of the faces of MLG Salon,
the face is important
in a way, and she should be the face of MLG Salon
she should
as
be.
Well. But
she's
in terms
very
of
charismatic
the face of her clients, a representative of her clients, that'd be great, and actually show the, that person's face and who this person is.
Yes, I have thought of this every time I look at her Instagram, and I feel like I shouldn't have an opinion, but because I know her, but I do have. You're right. When I look at the hair, I'm like, oh, that's cool. I always wonder, what does she look like? So
you should want. I would like to see her smiling face and know that she's happy.
Yes,
and back to the human connection.
I'm sure she is.
Yes, and if she's posting more than one photo, it should be before, after,
before
client
and after
face,
would be huge.
And then her with the client, like a selfie.
Oh, and that's only four images.
Yeah, and why not?
That's nice and simple.
So tell the viewers why carousels are important.
Carousels are important. First and foremost, carousels are really awesome because you get to tell more in one short amount of story, right? So you can tell the client comes in before, after, smiling with me. That's four right there, right? But that's not what's the important part. That's the important part for your viewers, for your listeners, for your followers. What's important is that the person who is going through these carousels is staying on your page or on your image longer. Thus, it tells the algorithm of Instagram that, hey, this image is super important, that this person has stopped what they're doing. They stopped scrolling and actually looked more for this information. So if the more pictures you have on a carousel, the longer they're going to stay to look at it, the higher your rating is going to be on Instagram's algorithm. So that means that photo, or basically all your photos, will start to get pushed to more people's feeds more constantly.
Yep.
So the longer they look, the more chances you have to get new viewers.
And how many photos
can
you
have?
You can
have up to 10 as of right now for Instagram.
Yep.
10 is a lot.
Yeah. But you can easily do 10 if
but
you're
you can
doing,
easily do 10.
You know, for hair and makeup and
you get close-ups far away.
The scenes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that when I scroll through a carousel, I might lose patience.
I do too.
Three or four.
Yeah.
But it totally depends on your target.
It depends on what it is.
Yes. As well. And if somebody is really interested.
And if I'm getting value from something or learning something, I'll go all the way to the end. And the end, okay, I know it's cliche. You have to do it. The end has to be your call to action. That last image cannot just be an image. That last image has to be your brand. Say, contact us today. Because you need that CTA in your advertising. And if you're going 10 images, chances are the people watching this are going to go, that was 9 cool images in the last one. Yeah, it's fine. But it doesn't matter because the more you inundate your watchers with that, the more they're going to go, you know, maybe I should. Yep. Maybe I should go contact her.
Mm-hmm.
Have that last image always be a CTA.
So what else can we say? We only have a minute and a half left. Oh. Any thoughts on photo outside of what we said? So
high end for advertising. I think that's vitally important. But you only need like maybe 20 main ones, and then those big ones, those big ones that you freaking love, you frame those. You put those in your studio. Not in the studio itself, but maybe outside in that little hallway as they're walking through.
Because
that's going to advertise you and
them. We actually have our whole hallway as our combo work.
It's like a gallery.
Yes, a gallery.
I would love to come into your studio and maybe with you set up something that's to the extreme max level of high level lighting.
I would love that more than anything.
Yeah.
And
if
we want to take it to the next level, I would love to do like the high end lighting on location.
And
we
go to a nice bar with like wood and like that. The other thing is it needs to be more constant. Every photo needs to be more constant. I know we're getting into marketing, but
and shot by her.
But with the idea, every photo she takes needs to think, is this funky? Is this style? Is this class? Think about the whole image because people are going to recognize what's in the background. They're going to look at other things. Is this funk?
Yep.
Is this style? Yep. Is this class?
And also, Mylissa, you need to be on camera more because you're cute.
Direly.
And I know
she's so good.
And I know that you don't want to put on your makeup and fix your hair every time and it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Show yourself. Show your cute self.
Yeah. Right. And I have an idea for that.
Because people come there to see her.
That's it.
She is the brand.
You are the business.
Yes, you are the brand. You need to be on camera.
All right.
That's our time.
Nice. Woo-hoo. Okay, let's dive into video.
Because
I have some ideas.
Yes, you do.
You guys ready?
Ready.
Yes. Let's dive in. So videos, I think video is going to be probably not as dire to the business as photos, but I think how the videos are going to be used will get dramatically more eyes than photos ever could. Photos are really good for the portfolio. It's like, here's what I can do. Here's what I offer. Here's what the place looks like. Mm-hmm. Here's the final product that it looks like. Video is literally going to A, capture their attention way faster and be easily accessible through different platforms. And B, you're going to emotionally engage your audience epically better and faster.
Okay.
I don't think she needs a super high-end video other than one.
What?
Similar to how we were talking about last week, where we were talking about like the beauty school, mm-hmm. where it's like you need that one epic video mm-hmm. to capture attention. So one, she doesn't have a YouTube. You need a YouTube. Trust me, get a YouTube.
Tell the people why you need YouTube.
Why do we need a YouTube, Jason?
Oh, that's a great question, Nathan. Hilda, I'm glad you asked too. First and foremost, YouTube is owned by Google. Google is the number one search engine on the planet. YouTube, not even by proxy, it's just literally is the number two most used search engine on the planet. So since Google owns YouTube, if you look up something like, hey, hairstylist in or hair salon in my area, not only is Google probably going to show whatever salons are there by text, but they're going to show video first. Google loves video, and they're always going to promote video over text unless it's sponsorships. The sponsorships they're going to show first,
yep.
because those are the people who are paying Google.
Yep.
But Google, YouTube is vitally important.
So
because
everyone
needs to be on YouTube. But YouTube is where people are going to go a year from now or 2 years from now. No one is going to look at what you posted on TikTok or Instagram today in a month from now. They'll scroll past it, but mm-hmm. they're not going to stop and like engage with it. YouTube, they will.
Okay, back to my list is YouTube.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. So having one starting video mm-hmm. of who she is and what she brings to the table,
mm-hmm.
I want to see.
Would she be talking to camera?
I totally would.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be the whole time. I would say like, hi, I'm Melissa. Mm-hmm. This is my studio.
Melissa.
I said that, didn't
you
I?
You said Melissa.
I thought I said Melissa. I've always been very ginger about that.
Sorry about that.
Because I said it wrong once and I was like, oh.
Okay.
So like, hi, I'm Melissa. And like, this is my studio. Let me tell you about it. And then you show B-roll. Mm. Okay. Then you show some testimonials.
Like, would you do like a walkthrough, like following her through the studio?
Very little, because the studio is kind of small, because you don't want to like make it look smaller than it is.
No, it's not small. She's got the big room now.
I'm just saying it's not a building.
Got it.
It's a room.
Got it.
So I wouldn't like show it in one room. Mm. I would show more close-ups.
Gotcha.
Because if you show more close-ups, it's going to feel more grand or more special. So when people get in there, they're going to go, oh, that's that thing I saw. Not like, okay, this is the
like,
the
would
room.
You show like the client coming in and getting like a glass of
champagne? Absolutely. I would absolutely show the process of someone coming in looking, you know, cute on camera, mm-hmm. but not, you know, frumpy.
Yeah.
And then going through the whole process. And at the end, it's styled, you mm-hmm. know, anyone's watching is going to mm-hmm. know it's a commercial.
Yeah.
But what you do is you sprinkle throughout it 3 to 4 testimonials of people saying, hey, you know, I only go to Melissa, you know, like I will only come here. This is the best place, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then from those testimonials, mm-hmm. you can probably cut 4 or 5 videos per testimonial to use on Instagram, mm-hmm. to use on YouTube, to use mm-hmm. on all these different platforms. So if you shoot one big thing that in mind, you can trunk that down to mm-hmm. not only just the testimonials, but then that beautiful 1 minute video can also be truncated down to smaller videos as well. It's a lot of more editing, but I think she'll get a ton of content from one really good video mm-hmm. than just staying yeah. on the small ones.
What's funny is I immediately thought of several clients that used to be, well, they're my clients as well, and then they needed a stylist. Oh, hey, use my, like Colleen did it
yeah.
for her boudoir shoot, and now Colleen's a repeat client and who brought in her sister Sarah,
bingo.
Who's also a repeat client, and then Megan needed it. So it's like right away, like there's like 3 people off the top of my head that can provide the testimonials
and
are attractive enough to be on camera.
Right? There's nothing better than testimonials. Reviews are amazing and they're the lifeblood of trying to find someone. But if you're literally thinking about changing your salon or looking for a new salon, you need that extra push of being like, well, who's actually using it? This person who is not being prompted to say, I love MLG Salon, who's literally telling me their experience. I'm gonna believe that because that person looks like me. I identify as that person, or even better, who I want to be. Okay. So I think besides the one glossy thing, I think you need to ask every person that you had a great time with, would you do a quick testimonial with me? If they have the time. If she's so busy that she can't do it, I understand that. Mm-hmm. But if she has the ability, like a little bit of downtime, mm-hmm. a quiet room, just have them put a mic, a little cheap lavalier mic on, connect it to the phone, do a quick little 30-second, mm-hmm. hey, why did you come here and what do you think? Mm. You know, and then you post those. And you can reuse those.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So she says the one, the social medias that she wants to use the most help with is Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok. TikTok is all about the how are you entertaining me? TikTok is not the place where you go to advertise. It's why are you, like, you entertain me, okay? The rule of TikTok is you have 3 seconds to get their attention. And if you don't, they're moving on.
And it's the best place and most useful place to make your business look cool. Right?
That's it.
That's what you can do there. And if you can do it, it's the it's the most like tinderbox of getting attention. And
it is
spreading,
it is literally a giant box of fireworks waiting for you to throw a match in.
Also, little sidebar, she has a 16-year-old daughter that I'm sure lives on TikTok that is at the salon at least once a week. Put the girl to work and give her some money. She needs Starbucks cash.
So I will give you my advice on how to use what I'm about to tell you on TikTok in the marketing section. But I think you need to be shooting 5 videos per day.
For TikTok?
Videos, for
anything.
That's something a lot of people think, well, I have to shoot for TikTok. I have to shoot for Instagram. Mm-hmm. Shoot a video. Don't shoot it on the platform. Shoot the video. Then release it to... Is that still recording? Okay. Yeah. Make sure we're going through that.
Yeah, we're good.
Shoot the video, then worry about posting it later, because you don't want to open up the TikTok, hit record, pause, all this other stuff, unless you're trying to make a specific video for that platform. Just make the video, then it's cross-platformable. You can put it on YouTube, on Instagram, on TikTok, on all this other stuff, but you need to be making 4 to 5 videos per day. They don't need to be good. Mm-hmm. They just can't be selly. They can't be, hey, come on down to MLG, because that'll turn people off. You just show, look at this awesome hairstyle I did. Just do an orbit shot of someone's head, and at the very end, the person like smiles or something. Mm-hmm. I'm hooked.
Yep.
And that could be 5 seconds.
Yep.
And because these reels, these TikToks, these shorts, they rotate. They play again and again and again. So you don't need to have 30 seconds or a minute. Give me 5 seconds.
Can I ask
I'll
something?
Keep watching it.
She has a cute little dog named Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Can she put the dog in TikToks? And
I definitely would.
Okay.
I would not put it on Instagram, though.
She's very
popular. Not your Instagram feed.
Stories, though.
Stories and reels, fantastic, but not the feed.
Gotcha.
Do you think that that's going off brand?
I think that's going off brand.
She has some personal stuff on her TikTok.
Yes, we will get into that.
Okay, that's later.
But I think you need to start shooting stuff. And here's the thing, is why I'm saying shoot on your video instead of shooting in the app. Because one, you can look at it at the end of the day and go, oh, that's not good. I won't post that, okay? If it's like really bad. And the other thing is, what about those days where you can't shoot? What about those days where you have so many people in there you can't breathe? You're not going to think about shooting. You're going to think about taking care of your clients. So those are the days you go, oh, where are all those videos that I haven't put? You don't need to post 4 to 5 times a day. You just need to aim to shoot 4 to 5. Mm-hmm. What happens if you go on vacation? If you go on vacation, guess what? Your brand doesn't. Your brand is still working online. So you need to keep pushing those videos every single day.
So it's just good to have in your back pocket.
You
so
are creating a backlog of content for when you get so big. Mm-hmm. Once you get big, then you don't need to worry about those old ones anymore. Mm-hmm. Then you start worrying about new ones. Mm-hmm. But you need to show the experience. Okay? The photos, the glossy video will show the class, the sophistication, the funk, and the style.
Mm-hmm. So the stuff that professionals would shoot are very much on brand and highly polished. And she could shoot the everyday stuff that she's posting.
I would not suggest paying someone to shoot these little TikToks. Yeah. It would be simple just to be, get this. Get a nice cool shot, get like one continuous shot.
Put
movement.
A song behind it.
Oh my God, movement. Mm-hmm. Put movement in your videos.
Yeah.
Show the process. If you want to do something really cool, like shoot like 3 seconds of like, hey, I'm putting goop in her hair. Mm-hmm. I'm obviously super, I'm super right on my trend wording.
That's so you, funky styling.
So you put the bleach in the hair, mm-hmm. okay? And then you cut to the bleach cap. And mm-hmm. then you cut to, hey, now mm-hmm. we're going to, you know, clean yeah. that out. Now we're going to do color. Mm-hmm. And now the color's done. Mm-hmm. If you show me a 10-second, 15-second journey of that whole thing,
yeah.
I will freaking watch that.
Maybe she could have her daughter shoot that.
I would love that.
The whole process.
They don't need to be beautiful. They don't need mm-hmm. to be super high-end. Mm-hmm. You just need yeah. content.
And there is a lot of downtime and waiting for the color
yes,
to set and
there
all
is.
That. You know, so she has time to do that.
So I think that's awesome. That's the big thing. Like, you need that one glossy thing to mm-hmm. catch the attention, but you need consistent video.
Especially because, again, we're talking about having consistent people coming in the door, building
yes.
consistent clients, so having consistent social media presence.
That's
also
media
comprehensive in terms of showing the whole process of
yes.
what she's doing and
yes.
making
right.
it look attractive and interesting.
And the more fun it looks in there, the more yeah. you're going to bring people back, the more you're going to bring mm-hmm. people like, oh, I want that experience. Mm-hmm. That looks so much fun. Mm-hmm. Because TikTok is not about the, hey, sell me something.
Mm-hmm.
It's show me an experience mm-hmm. that I want.
Yeah.
Or make me learn something or like
and,
let me have some fun.
And I always hear her laughing when she's talking to the clients and the clients are, so she's very good at engaging with the
Perfect.
Clients and storytelling. So all she needs to do is just let them know like, hey, that funny little anecdote I just shared with you,
yeah.
is it okay if I record it? And
yeah.
then just record it and there's your next TikTok or
Bingo.
Whatever shoot. Yeah. Okay.
Or I mean, for safety, I would say make a little like piece of paper in there that
mm-hmm.
says, you know, by appearing in here, unless you say otherwise,
yes.
We can use
yeah, like please,
photo and
please
video.
Let me know if you don't want to be on camera
right.
because
I'm a small business and
yes.
trying to be better.
Yes.
Like even say something like that in there
mm-hmm.
because that's going to tug at people's heartstrings
mm-hmm.
and go, oh, I get it, I get
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You go ahead and use me, girl.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
So consistency, having the brand identity of funk means fun.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be in the moment
mm-hmm.
with them. So I think
yeah.
I think by what you just said, having Melissa or whoever the stylist
mm-hmm.
is having a little bit of fun,
mm-hmm.
maybe a little bit of dancing or something
mm-hmm.
in there while they're doing the
mm-hmm.
hair. Again, that's super fun.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a part of that. I want to go to a salon like that, not someone who just goes, here's your hair, you're done,
yeah.
give me money.
Yeah.
You know?
Because I think that's the one thing that I can see happening every time I'm there is I see like the whole, you know, behind the scenes, like what actually happens. And I don't see that showing on her socials.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, there's just so much laughing and excitement going
mm-hmm.
on. And here's just like
it's
hair.
Probably hard if she feels like she has to do that all by herself. That's
mm-hmm.
probably hard.
Oh,
so
it definitely is.
Just to have one person in there with the phone.
Yeah.
Something as simple as that could really elevate it to
mm-hmm.
the next level.
Yep.
I think
absolutely.
I think so
Girl,
too.
Get an intern. She's learning and she's working for free.
I mean, that's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Having someone to focus on that
mm-hmm.
because that's going to really elevate your online presence.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you do it, trust me, the easier it gets. I mean, what? This is the sixth episode we're doing this, and we just sat down this week and went, cool. Like, what are we doing this week?
Yeah.
Let's jump into it.
Yeah.
Yep.
The first week we were like, oh, how do I look on camera?
Oh yeah.
So the more you do video, the easier. It's going
true.
To get.
I
don't hate myself on camera as much as I used to.
And again, think about shoot the video. Just shoot the video. Don't worry about what area it's going for. But if you're shooting for YouTube, if you're shooting for the longevity video, something that people are going to look at next year or years down the line, shoot horizontal. Okay? Shoot horizontal. If you are looking at doing something fun behind the scenes in the moment, something that people are not going to watch a couple months later, but just right now, go vertical. Vertical
yeah.
is for the now. Horizontal is for the future.
Excellent tip, Jason.
Yeah. We have
okay.
53 seconds. How do we feel about that?
I totally monopolized most of that
well,
conversation.
That was
so
the
please.
Video section,
that was
so it was okay.
What else can you guys think of?
Are we still talking about video?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think that you gave some of the most solid
mm-hmm.
suggestions, especially I think the most solid suggestions are the
mm-hmm.
ones that she's going to shoot herself in terms of it's the most cost effective,
right.
it's the most consistent, and that's really what we want for this.
I have something real quick.
Please.
She should have a giant TV because she has floor-to-ceiling windows, and one of the TVs will fit in the small window.
In the window pointing
out? In the
out?
Window pointing out, so the day she's not there
What's
and the
video
lights
of?
Are off.
You have 10 seconds. What's the video?
The glossy video
the glossy
that you'll
one.
Be making for her that can
gotcha.
Play over and over again.
I love that you put...
Followed by, obviously, the logo, you know, bam, MLG Salon, call us today.
I would actually do that a little bit differently, which we're going to get into right now.
All
right.
Yep. Segment is over.
Okay. So now we're on
to
marketing.
Real quick, while we're on that, I just got to talk about that. What? I love the idea of a big TV in the window to get the people driving by.
Yeah.
But I would not do the whole video. I wouldn't do the minute-long video. I would do a shot, then the logo with contact information for like 3 seconds.
Okay.
A shot, then the logo, a shot. So you take shots from that glossy video and you make basically like a 10-minute video out
of
it.
Like a slideshow?
Like a slideshow, but it's motion. You like this really pretty like hair in slow motion logo.
Love that.
Hair in slow motion, logo. Yeah. Because no one is, if they're driving down Harlem, no one is going to go, wait.
No one's reading the subtitles.
No one's reading the subtitles. They're not reading the subtext of what it is.
Wow.
You need that constant overage. That's why billboards, they're like, here's a brand name. Here's our website.
Yeah.
Quick little gag. Done.
Very unique opportunity to have a moving billboard for cheap.
Yep.
Yes.
And you just made me realize that I have to redo my whole TV display thing that I have going on in my studio.
Okay, so let's dive into other marketing.
Marketing. Yes. Okay. I had some notes on marketing. So my question is, I don't know why she doesn't use professional photos on her Instagram and Facebook.
Okay.
So that's
show us through this so everyone knows what we're talking about.
Well, this is her Instagram, and there's a lot of great photos, behind the scenes stuff. This is what I'm doing currently. That's awesome.
Mm.
Except
I agree with that.
On where's her website? Her website's not loaded. Okay. And there's a lot of great photos like this that I did. This is, you know, my work. Why is this photo not anywhere on, or this photo that I also did that? So none of these photos appear, or this photo, on her Instagram or Facebook. So like they should be somewhat sprinkled throughout to be like, oh, hey, I also have awesome photos, not just on my website, but like talk about the photo shoot, like post this. This was a fun shoot we did. Did you know that this is like on the beach or whatever? So there should, why is
maybe a part of that is that she might feel that she doesn't want to repost something, but maybe we could,
but you definitely can.
We might encourage her to repost some of those older shots that you've
taken. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm not saying like, you know, use all of them, but definitely like, so there's like more professional looking photos.
If you're posting every day on Instagram, which you should be, you can reuse photos that you did last year.
Right.
Like very few people are going to dig that deep into your stuff.
Yep.
And very few people of that percentage are going to go, wait a minute, she already used this photo over a year ago.
Yeah.
If you're proud of something, you're proud of something. Show it.
Yeah. The other thing is that we have a lot of walk-by traffic because there's a bus stop there and a little strip mall. I think she should...
No, keep going. Keep going.
She should have at least some sort of flyer saying that come visit me on the second floor. How come?
I disagree. Because her avatar is the upper to middle class.
Got it. You're right. Not the people who are taking a bus.
Not the people who are taking
a bus. No offense
to anybody.
Yep, that actually makes sense.
So
yep, that makes sense.
Keep going about Instagram real quick.
What about it?
Well, how do we do that? How do we market towards upper middle class and above? That's also thing is interesting.
I think the she's on the right track with the Edison Park magazine.
I think so
100%. So that gives her the upper middle class that she's looking for. She has the photos. She has the exposure. I think maybe she should also like push Instagram to a target market that like is in Wilmette, is female between these ages.
Social media should not be shotgun marketing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You
so once
target.
She has like the high-end photos and videos, then she could target based on area
so
and income.
I think for the Instagram, because you have the grid, right? You have the 9 images. When you go through, basically you see 9 images at a time. I think every other image needs to be high-end.
Every other?
Every other.
Wow.
Or, like, what every other kind of gets you in the groove to be like, high-end in the salon. High-end in the salon. Like that. Like, you go back and forth like that. If you want to go more like what we were doing with the EO7 Instagram was 6 days a week, you post once a day, and you post very specific things. So when you go through, you have a constant look to everything. But if it's back and forth, it kind of gives a more playful funk feel. But he needs to have that kind of consistency with the high end.
Ooh,
this is what it's like.
Ooh. How about this? So she posts one day, it's a funky picture. Next day is a stylish picture. Next day is a classy picture.
Nice. I actually really like that.
And like it would, like you would say, today's blah 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 or whatever, and like mention something about it being funky or stylish or classy.
On Funk Monday.
Yeah.
Bring in the funk on Mondays. Or,
okay, that's a little cheesy. Friday.
It's super cheesy.
Yes.
Funk, that's okay.
Funk Friday. Yes, it is.
Yeah, because
it
of the alliteration?
It is, yes.
Okay.
It makes more sense.
But yeah, I think by doing that, you just have to like pre-plan that out.
Yeah.
So there are services like Hootsuite or Later that you can just pre-plan those dates out instead of having to go on your Instagram every day and be like, oh, I guess I'll go on Instagram and post. Don't do that. Take the photos way ahead of time and pre-plan your design. So that's in Instagram. On Instagram at Reels. Oh my God, push Reels, push Reels, push Reels. Reels and TikTok is not where you're going to get new clients. It's not going to happen. And everyone says you will.
Then why push it?
Because that's where people are going to find you epically faster than just images. Okay. No one, like people aren't going to find you,
you mean
Yelp.
On Reels?
Yes. On Reels, because how the algorithm works on Instagram Reels, especially on TikTok. TikTok is where I think you need to focus. But as you're going through here, people are going to look at one video, and it's not going to be yours. It's going to be someone else's. And then your video is going to follow theirs in their feed. And the longer they watch it, the more chances their feed will be filled with your videos. But if they really like your video, then they're going to watch more.
Okay.
But very few people watch one reel and then go to the website or then go to the main Instagram page. They want to see another video and another video.
Talk about what you didn't like about the reels here.
So So the reels here, the first couple reels are utterly fantastic, but then we're getting into like personal stuff. We're getting into...
which I just think that's when she started her Instagram because her kid looks really young there.
And that's totally fine. I think having this, but you need to have two separate accounts.
Yeah.
Download these, get these off your business page. Because if I'm going to a business where I see a dog, my first thought is, oh, MLG Salon is for dogs.
But wait, here's a little side note. Everybody loves because the dog should be on stories, not on reels.
That's it.
Okay. Because everybody does love photos of the
little
dog.
Stories is what connects you to your audience.
Yeah.
Your page... This thing right here.
So Reels is no for personal stuff. Just
Reels
stories.
Is to, holy crap, what is this place? I want to know more.
Gotcha.
Then they go to your main feed and they see, oh, this is what they do. Then they're going to contact you. That's called the marketing funnel. TikToks, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts are designed to go, cool, what is this? Then they go to your page and go, oh, here's what this actually is. Okay,
I'm
interested. I want to learn more. Get them in the door. So don't worry about making your reels and Instagram, your Instagram reels and your TikToks like super glossy and stuff like that, because you need to do that so often. You need tons of them before they will even look at your branding. There are people spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on a TikTok video and going, why isn't it not making me money?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
There's no longevity there.
I do want to talk about Google before we forget.
100%.
Okay.
Let's
so
dive into that.
She has good Google reviews. There's not enough info on her page, and I think she's sorely lacking in photos too. I'm just saying you could throw some professional photos up there that are more recent.
I'm sorry, on what? On her?
On her Google business page.
Gotcha.
And get reviews. You have a lot of clients that are not reviewing.
I forgot
you.
We didn't talk about that. We talked about that before.
Yes, so Google reviews are super important for many reasons, but especially for a small business that provides personal hands-on service like we do.
I would probably say Google reviews are your most important thing, and that needs to be taken care of before anything else.
Before TikTok and everything
else? Before, because right now, you can do this today, is make a QR code, print it out, put it next to where you check them out, okay? And you can even offer something silly like, hey, we'll knock off 5% if you give us a Google review.
Yeah.
And that kind of cheapens the brand a little bit. So maybe you can offer something else.
Or maybe
or if you buy a candle, we'll knock off $2. Or you buy a product, because she's always trying to upsell. She has lots of products in there. She has candles in there. She has like hair products. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you buy a shampoo, I'll knock off $1 if you... I'll knock off 10%. What, whatever
I think,
it is.
I think the purchase and the Google thing should not be tied
together.
Regardless,
the very least.
Yes.
push those Google reviews.
You need to push the Google reviews. You need to make it as fast as possible because no one is going to take the time to go to Google, find your image, and then review you. You need to go click. I'm there. Do it now before you leave.
That should be pretty easy to set up.
It's so easy. I mean, the QR code's free. Just go to QR code generator on Google.
Yeah, you plug in the link, right?
You plug in the link. Yeah. You get a JPEG. You print that JPEG out. They go click. They write it right there and don't read it while they're there. Oh, man, that would be awkward. But Google reviews are going to help you way more than anything else because the more reviews you have, that means the more SEO you're getting, the more Google's going to push that to everyone else, which – let's talk really quick, since we talked about IG and TikTok. She wants to talk about LinkedIn. Why LinkedIn?
Professional women who are upper middle class and higher, maybe.
And also she might find other people who might want to rent her chair by connecting to them on LinkedIn. So it's more like a business to business thing.
You see, I was trying to figure out how do we target, again, these like women who are upper middle class and higher. Maybe LinkedIn is the move because if maybe professional women and in high positions in Chicago, maybe she networks with them through that.
First, she needs to start collecting a whole lot of people to connect with.
Yeah. So, and what do you have to say about her LinkedIn? Because we mentioned
there is no LinkedIn page. There is no
MLG
Salon. I see a LinkedIn member that has owner stylist at MLG Salon Chicago, but I can't click on it. It doesn't give me access.
So she doesn't have like a public page that anyone can
You need
can
a public page.
Access.
Like, if you want to work on this, start doing this
now.
So
she needs to refresh her LinkedIn and just start adding people
connections.
She knows.
Yes. And that'll
like,
branch out.
She could add all of us and
but
all her clients.
You never want to sell on LinkedIn.
Right.
You don't want to say, hey, come on in for my business.
Right.
Because that is like, you go here to connect and network with other people.
But also, like, she could post, like, oh, look, I got a little dog. Her name is Harley Quinn. Isn't she cute? Like, put that
That's
in her
fine.
Feed.
That's
you know?
Fine.
Yeah. And
yeah,
then
totally
people
fine.
Might see it who are not
I
on other
I wouldn't put
social.
That on Instagram feed.
Yeah.
Because the Instagram feed is your portfolio.
Yeah.
That's what you want people to feel like they are.
But it's okay to share personal information
it's
on
beautiful.
LinkedIn. Yeah.
It's beautiful because then you're connecting them with on like an emotional level and you want to know them more, not just these stuffy business people who say, I sold something today.
Yeah.
No one cares about that.
Because LinkedIn, I mean, LinkedIn is the platform for professionals. Yeah.
Yes.
Right? And she could also put there now currently looking for,
you know,
another stylist to rent a chair to. So that would be a great place to be, quote, hiring, even though she's not hiring.
But in terms of, you know, being in line with that professional setting is that you are being somewhat subversive by posting your dog on LinkedIn. You're kind of subverting the expectation of the professional platform. Maybe you want to do that because it's funk style and class,
right,
maybe
that's her
brand. Making it more fun.
That's the funk.
Yes.
As long as it's classy.
As long as it's classy. Like if,
whatever
if,
that means.
What can she do today, right now, without like rehauling her entire social media? What can she do?
Every client that comes through the door, please be sure to leave a Google review before you go today. Or
the Google
review
is really strong.
Yeah. Or just say, I'm about to, finish you up. Would you mind leaving a Google review in the meantime?
And make it so that people can find her on LinkedIn and follow her and start connecting with people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The last thing I would do is anything, because you said she was on a magazine cover or like her hairstyle was on a magazine cover.
Yep.
Why did I not see that magazine cover on anything? That needs to be front and center on everything.
Like pinned and highlighted. Like her,
make a TikTok of her video over talking about it.
She could even like update her Facebook cover photo
that. It should for like the week after or 2 weeks after. Yeah. That should be the new photo.
Did you know we were featured in?
Bingo. Yeah. And just that's huge.
Mm-hmm. Let people know that you were featured in that magazine.
It's bragging, and I'm the first person to say I hate doing that. But
if done correctly,
you just need to do it classy
in a classy way.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then stay on brand because the magazine cover is all three of those things.
Yep. And keep posting.
No matter
what you're posting, your dog, your daughter on stories only, keep posting.
Dog and like anything personal, keep it on stories.
Yes.
I think.
And she can go through old photos and put like she was featured on TV shows. Like she could like, grab stills from that. You know, if you don't know how to grab stills, I'll help you. But like I didn't know that she was on TV shows and she was featured in Hair Wars because it's not anywhere on here unless you go to the website and are looking
for it.
Yeah,
that gives a lot more. That gives some cred.
Exactly. That gives credibility and authority.
Yes. And the website is on point, but all the info on the website can be trickled into the social media as well.
Awesome. Well, we are just out of time.
Nice.
That was fun.
Fantastic.
Any final thoughts about photo, video marketing, the brand in general?
Figure out what your brand colors are and make sure that everything is cohesive and throughout all the social media.
And I would say the same thing with font, too. I know you don't get to choose what font you are, but any kind of imagery that you post out there with font on it, make sure it's always the same font.
Gotcha.
But same color, same brand, and everything you produce, whether you shoot the photo, whether you shoot the video, whether you're producing a text-based graphic for Instagram to promote a sale, think about your three things of your brand story. And this goes for everyone out there. Always remember your brand storytelling in everything you create, and you will be way more cohesive, and everything's going to just wrap up that much nicer.
All right.
Anything else?
Nope.
You can just want to put on some James Brown and get out of here.
give your closing pitch. Here we go. Non-salesy, though.
Guys, first and foremost, thank you so much for taking the time to spend to watch or listen to this weekly podcast.
Thank you.
We do this every week. We love to sit down and help other brands build their brand storytelling through marketing. We don't do this just because we know a little bit. We do this because we honestly love what we're doing. And if you love what you're doing, you know you want to foster that brand, your business, your passion, so that other people know how important it is. And that's where we can step in and help. If you want to bring your branding to the next level, contact us here at EO7 Media, and we can bring all of this and so much more, because we just did this in
one hour. Imagine what we can do for you in a week.
Or longer. hit us up at eosevenmedia.com. Talk to us down in the comments. We will respond to every comment as long as it's on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook.
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. But we love communicating with you, and we love talking, guys. Thank you again so much.
It's at gmail.com, right? EO7media@gmail.com?
You can contact me at hello@EO7media.com. Or if you want your brand to be featured on the pitch session, contact us at pitchsession@EO7media.com. And in the subject line, just make sure you write your brand name, and we'll give you the form to fill out. And we'll do all this magic for you in under an hour.
Yeah.
Just send us an email and say hi.
Send it to the right email.
Nathan just wants to talk to you. So
I know. Nathan finally has blossomed. I feel like we know the real Nathan now.
Nobody knows the real Nathan.
Oh, that's where the show ends.
That was dark.
It's time to drink.
It's too dark.
I can't keep this on myself. I got all you need, and I'm selling you. So